This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy. To some, he was a liberation hero. Others say he ruined his country and hurt his own people. Resident Michael Malenga expresses this duality.
I think this is a great loss to Zimbabwe. This is a great loss to Africa, but particularly to Zimbabwe. I also reminisce on Robert Mugabe as someone whose policies and also his inadequacies or shortfalls, if I may say, have contributed to the misfortune of me as a young person, if I may put it frankly. I think there are quite a number of policies he led as a president of Zimbabwe, but unfortunately, many of my peers don't have jobs. Many of my peers are educated, but they are spread all over the world.
Mugabe was 95 years old. He died Friday in a hospital in Singapore. The United States, along with the international community, have ramped up efforts to assist residents in the Bahamas after the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. An estimated 70,000 people are in need of immediate humanitarian relief, and Bahamian officials say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing. The U.S. Coast Guard, working with rescue crews in the Bahamas, have rescued 295 people. British forces are distributing clean water and hygiene kits. The Royal Caribbean and Walt Disney Cruise Lines, which usually carry tourists to Bahamian resorts, are instead using their ships to deliver food, water, flashlights, and other supplies. The death toll from the disaster stood at 30 on Thursday, but Bahamian officials say they expect the number to rise. For more, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday that measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. This as protests continued in Hong Kong, with protesters taking over streets and lighting fires around the city. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok Police Station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least five schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the four remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw on an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Pope Francis' African tour continues in Mozambique as he visited with AIDS patients. He spoke of hope, peace, and reconciliation. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Maputo.
Pope's main message was reconciliation, after leaders recently signed a peace deal aimed at ending decades of low-level conflict that followed a brutal 16-year civil war. He also touched on the effects of climate change. I would like my first words of closeness and solidarity to be addressed to all those struck by cyclones Idai and Kenneth, whose devastating effects continue to be felt by so many families, he says. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
The Pope visits the island nation of Mauritius next. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, announced on Saturday that Mission Control has lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 lander just minutes before it was scheduled to land at the south pole of the moon. K. Sivan is chief of the ISRO.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometers. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The lander made a six-week-long journey and entered the moon's atmosphere, or moon's orbit rather, on August 20th. A successful landing would have made India only the fourth country to land a vessel on the lunar surface and only the third nation to operate a robotic rover there. The roughly $140 million mission, known as Chandrayaan-2, is intended to study permanently shadowed moon craters that are thought to contain water deposits that were confirmed by the Chandrayaan-1 mission in 2008. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
News. It's the